Gavin, why did you opt in to participate in development camp?
I don't know. I just think being back in Columbus and, to be honest, just didn't really have a choice. I think just coming here and being with the guys and still getting used to being around everything is always a good thing. And it was a good first day today, and hopefully it'll be a good week.
What are you hoping to get out of the week?
Yeah, I think just keep on learning. I'm still pretty young, and there's a lot of experience on the ice with us. So just being able to learn and take it all in and just enjoy it.
You had the one game in the NHL. Now they've had a few months to look back on it. How's that going to help you this season?
Yeah, big time. I think just learning from that game, and especially World Championships too, and being with those guys there, and everything's a learning experience now. You're 19 years old, and there's a lot ahead of you, but at the same time, stay where your feet are, and just see what happens.
Signing up for that last game and then getting a taste of that, does that add any extra motivation now heading into the summer for next year?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's your dream to play in the NHL and to stay in the NHL, right? So hopefully I can get it done. If not, American League is not a bad league at all, and it's a great place for me to develop. And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what are your goals for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I just think to be myself and be the best player that I could be. I believe I'm here for a reason, and I believe that guys believe in me as a person as well and as a player. So, I'll just take it step by step, day by day, and try to be the best I can.
Gavin, I know you haven't had the chance to see him a whole lot on the ice yet, but your first impressions of Caden Lindstrom?
Yeah, he's been awesome. I haven't really talked to him too much because we're in two different groups, but hopefully tonight I'll get to know him a little bit more, and we spend some time together.
What did your last season at Michigan, how did that help prepare you for a pro career?
Yeah, big time. Kudos to all the staff there, coaches and players too, helping me a ton. I mean, I think that's the best place to go to develop as a hockey player and as a person as well. And can't give enough thanks to all those guys there, everyone top to bottom. And I'm definitely going to miss it a lot.
How has Adam helped continue helping you in your transition here?
Huge. Yeah, I think having someone like that is one of your best friends and can kind of help you, just guide you. Obviously, everything is pretty new for me, and having someone that I could always talk to and help me out with those little things is huge.
Has there been any chatter with William Whitelaw now that he's a Wolverine too?
Yeah, we're roommates here, so he's been asking me about Ann Arbor, and obviously I think it's the best place in the world to play college hockey, but hopefully he's gonna enjoy it as much as I do.
You probably didn't like him before, did you?
I thought he was a great player, and I always liked playing against him, I mean, Wisconsin, there's a little bit of a rivalry sure. there for sure, so we enjoy those battles.
What's it like with
you've been asked this already, but with the new GM now, the new coach coming, do you feel like you have to re-impress the Blue Jackets all over again?
I mean, I just feel like I'm a good person, and I feel like I'm a good hockey player, and hopefully those two things can help me go a long way in the NHL. And I just want to be the best player and the best person I can be, no matter who I play for or who management is, and just try to make a great first impression and do the best that I can.